This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of stories now on a theme. Said theme being global commodities in time of war and what the heck. We start with perhaps the global commodity, oil, the price of which today, and if we just pick the global benchmark Brent crude, up almost 9% today, $114.30 a barrel. And yet, at its regular meeting today, OPEC Plus, which we ought to point out here includes Russia, the group said today it is not going to ramp up production to help bring those prices down and will instead stay the course that it laid out a couple of years ago and increase output by the anticipated 400,000 barrels a day in April, which, given that humanity uses almost 100 million barrels of crude every single day, is kind of a drop in the barrel. But we thought it would be good nonetheless to get a sense of where exactly the 40% of the world's crude that OPEC Plus produces actually goes. Marketplace's Samantha Fields got the assignment.
Oil from OPEC Plus goes all over the world.
Europe, the United States, China, India, Japan, South Korea.
Amy Myers Jaffe at Tufts University's Fletcher School says European countries import about 2.5 million barrels of Russian oil a day, about half of what Russia exports. China takes a lot, too.
The big issue that we're seeing now is that some buyers, especially in Europe, do not want to buy Russian crude oil because they're afraid what if sanctions come or just as a moral support.
So far, the U.S. and EU have not put sanctions on Russian oil and gas. After all, it is a huge part of the global market. But Ben Cahill at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says all of the other sanctions on Russia are starting to have an impact on oil.
Refiners don't want to buy Russian crude. Tankers don't want to take it. The banks don't want to finance purchases of Russian crude and petroleum products. And insurers don't want to get involved.
So a lot of those companies are basically self-sanctioning. And because of that,
if you add it all up, we're probably looking at around 2 million barrels a day in supply shortages right now.
And those shortages are likely to get worse.
We're in the midst of an oil market crisis right now.
Jason Bordoff at Columbia's Center on Global Energy Policy says every time there's a crisis, people and governments look for a quick fix.
And the truth is, the options are very limited. The most important thing we can do is not lose sight of the things we should be doing today that won't have immediate impact, but will make us more resilient to the inevitable future oil price spike that is coming.
Namely, he says, by reducing our dependence on oil. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.